There are signs that the Bush administration is growing increasingly worried about Afghanistan. At least three separate Afghan policy reviews are underway. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said that NATO allies need to do more and acknowledged that the U.S. Marine Corps had sought to shift troops from Iraq to shore up operations to Afghanistan. Thomas Coughlin is a correspondent for the Daily Telegram and The Economist, based in Kabul. He joins us from there. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Coughlin.
Thank you.
And what do you see on the ground there that would cause the U.S. and NATO concern?
What we can see, and I'll just throw some statistics at you here, is that this year 6,300 people have died in Afghanistan as a result of Taliban violence, a 50% increase on last year. We see 229 Western soldiers have been killed. That's up from last year. There were 191 killed last year. Go back to 2004, it was only 58 Western soldiers died at that point. You can see that there's an escalation in the violence going on here. We've had 140 suicide bombings this year, 50 in the tribal areas of Pakistan. That's just across the border as well. Those were pretty much unheard of in Afghanistan and Pakistan if you go back 2 or 3 years. So there is a growing Taliban insurgency across the south and east of the country. And the progress that the Bush administration really had begun to expect from Afghanistan looks to be reversed at this point.
Mr. Coughlin, what's your impression as to why the Taliban has been able to step up its activities?
In 2001, the Taliban fled out of the country into the tribal areas of Pakistan, or else laid low. And the result of that was that for 2 or 3 years, we saw very little in the way of Taliban violence. And essentially, they gathered themselves, they rebuilt their logistics, rebuilt their command structures. And then in 2005, we saw the start of a big increase in violence, particularly in the south of the country. And the problem for the West and for the Afghan government is that the Afghan government's authority in those southern areas of the country has always been incredibly weak. And the Western forces that we have in the country at the moment, currently around 50,000 Western troops, are simply not sufficient to control all of the area of the country. And so what we have is large areas of the country where there's very little government authority and very little NATO presence, and it's quite easy for the Taliban to operate.
What would be the effect of more Western troops, more resources?
The problem that Western forces have is that they have no problem taking ground from the Taliban. The problem then is holding the territory. A country of the size and population of Afghanistan takes between 400,000 and 600,000 security forces to police it. And it takes relatively few insurgents to create mayhem in a district. But at the moment, the answer seems to be to accelerate the training of Afghan security forces so that they can take on this job. And there's an awful lot of money, billions of dollars now being poured into trying to build up those Afghan forces so that NATO forces can start to reduce their presence here.
Thomas Coughlin in Kabul, thanks very much.
Thank you.